What's new in business news, March 28th, 2014? Lottery to buy new equipment to ease suspicions. Intel mobile and tablet chips target Thailand. And severe drought pushes up prices of rice, vegetables, and meat. Lottery to buy new equipment to ease suspicions. The Government Lottery Office, or GLO's, image has suffered again after the latest lottery results closely matched the license plate numbers of Yingluck Shinawatra's vehicles for the ninth time since she took office in 2011. In the March 16th drawing, the main winning number, 531404, resembled the caretaker prime minister's license plate number, 5404, for the minivan she recently used in Chiang Mai. The two-digit winning number, 79, matched the last two digits of her Toyota Alphard's license plate number, 7879. The car was recently used on her northeast trip. The designer of the machine used for lottery drawings since 2002 insists, however, the existing equipment is 100% functional and impossible to rig. 10 external directors currently monitor the random draws to ensure they are not rigged. However, the Government Lottery Office, or GLO, is ready to change its equipment in an effort to dispel public jitters over the way the lottery drawing is handled, the GLO's boss says. The agency will take about 2 months to decide which country will supply the lottery equipment and a further 9 months for the purchasing process. Technology. Intel mobile and tablet chips target Thailand. Intel, the world's largest computer chip maker, is moving to gain a bigger market share of the mobile processor chip market in Thailand and is interested in joining hands with tablet makers to participate in a new auction for the One Tablet Per Child scheme in 2014. The auction winner will supply 1.6 million tablets worth 4.8 billion baht. Thailand is Intel's second largest market in Southeast Asia. Intel aims to gain a double-digit market share in the mobile processor chip business in Thailand this year, particularly for local tablets, rising from a very minimal share last year. This year, local tablet sales are expected to reach 3.3 million, excluding the supply to the government's One Tablet Per Child scheme. The tablet market is still growing by 20%, especially in the price range between 5,000 and 10,000 baht. Last year, Chinese tablet brands priced below 5,000 baht were popular. After big global brands introduced high-quality models priced more than 5,000 baht, many users switched to those products. Intel Thailand plans to attract telecom store chains and big and mid-sized mobile dealers to sell its tablets. Half of tablet sales in Thailand come from this distribution channel, which covers more than 1,000 shops. Intel's first mobile processor for smartphones, named Sofia, S-O-F-I-A, will be introduced soon and priced below US$100. Agriculture and inflation. Severe drought pushes up price of rice, vegetables, and meat. The prices of vegetables and livestock are expected to rise by 20% because of the widespread seasonal drought that is particularly severe this year. The hot weather has adversely affected the production of vegetables and fruit, but once the dry season ends, the situation will most likely return to normal. Off-season rice planted in the dry season will be the crop most affected by these drought conditions. Authorities are also monitoring the prices of produce, particularly limes and green vegetables such as Chinese kale, Chinese mustard greens, lettuce, parsley, celery, and long green beans, which are being sold at double their normal price. The price of these vegetables will peak during the hot season in April and May. Shrinking agricultural production will likely affect farmers' revenues and also those of entrepreneurs investing in sugar, rubber, cassava, and livestock. If the drought becomes more severe, other measures are urged, such as reducing the import tax for corn. The dry season has also pushed up the prices of livestock, such as poultry, eggs, fish, and especially pork, which is also affected by two diseases, porcine epidemic diarrhea and porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome, or PRRS. The government this week decided to freeze the price of a live hog at 76 to 78 baht until the end of April in a bid to curb rising pork prices. The retail pork price of 150 to 155 baht per kilogram will be maintained until the end of April. Swine epidemics and rising production costs have caused pork prices to soar. While supplies have shrunk by 4,200 hogs a day from a usual supply of 42,000 hogs a day. Authorities are also mulling enacting price controls on finished food that uses livestock as a key ingredient.